time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Bears on Sunday afternoon.
Coming back from injury and then, of course, ending the game with the win at that as well.
Yeah, no, it's pretty awesome. You never want to be injured in this game of football because your best ability is your availability. So that's what it all boils down to. Grateful to be out there with my guys and getting a dub here at MNT.
Roquan, I saw you come off the field after that fourth down stop and have a long embrace with Coach Harbaugh. Was that about a specific play or about the entire game or anything you can kind of share from that moment between you guys?
No, at the end of the day, it's about getting a dub, and getting a dub is very hard in this league. And just talking about that and just embracing each other and knowing that the last month has been very tough for each and everyone inside of our locker room and all the true fans and things of that nature, and understand how that can be. So it was just more so a moment, and you know, that's what life's all about, having moments with people who you truly care about and relationships. So that's what I would say.
After you kept him out of the end zone on those first two drives, I mean, John talked about how big that was. Did it feel like a turning point to you guys? I mean, was it like, all right, you know, now we're hunting?
On which play?
After you kept him out of the end zone on the first two drives, you held him to field goals.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just more so about playing to your standard, each and every individual. And I think there was a lot of self-inflicted things that we did amongst ourselves. Like, yeah, granted, Ben Johnson's a very good coordinator, and their first 15 was quite tough, you know, but that's what it's all about, like absolutely understanding what they're trying to do and understand how they're trying to attack you and then settling down. And obviously it would be crazy to say with the offense, those guys have been scoring 20-plus points every game, that those guys are not going to move the ball at all. That would be dumb to say. So it was just more so about bowing up and forcing a field goal, and you would hope to block it. You know, we talk about that all the time. If a team get in the red zone, not letting them score. So it's something that we've been focusing on, and it's just like a start to it.
Bro, during the week when you're playing, seeing Tyler Huntley out there and playing, did you sense with how sharp he was that kind of he was going to be ready to go on Sunday and play a really good football game?
Man, I've always had a tremendous amount of respect for Snoop ever since Chicago. I remember playing him in Chicago. I think Lamar was sick or something back in 2020. I can't remember the year, but whenever that was, and like going up against him, it was like, okay, Lamar is out. You kind of get excited in a sense. Like as a competitor, you obviously want to play the best of the best, but you know, and you think like that, and he obviously showed that he can win games in this football league. So ever since then, and I honestly watched him at Utah too, like him and I think Moss at running back. So I've seen him play for a while, and got a tremendous amount of respect for that guy, the way he come into work each and every day, head down, act as if he's the starter when he obviously, when Lamar is here, he know he's not the starter. So like just a lot of respect for him and the way he go about his business, never complain, just always show up and do whatever is required of him.
Well, I know you're trying to have a great game every week, but I mean, you were reflecting a little bit on your time in Chicago earlier this week. I'm sure there's sort of a time to think about, you know, it's been 3 years since you've been here. When you get ready for a game like this, is it helpful to kind of let those thoughts kind of in, or do you have to kind of shut some of those thoughts and reflections out to have your best game?
Honestly, man, maybe if there was like a couple months after I got traded or maybe even a year, but at the end of the day, I'm comfortable with who I am as a person and who I am as a player, and I like know what I bring to the table. So it's just more so about me echoing that each and every snap through my play and not really worrying about the outside noise. What really matters is like me going to work each and every day, preparing for each and every team like it's my last game, because it very well could be. And I just have that approach throughout. And if you keep that approach as a player, like good things is going to happen, and you just play relentless. And that's what it was about. And it was just really great though to see a lot of people over in Chicago, a lot of faces who I got to see, who I care about, and like, because this game's about relationships. So it was just awesome to see those people after the game, have talks with them pregame and things of that nature, because relationship will go long after this ball stuff is over with.
Roquan,
this team was 1-5, and the thought is if a team falls to 1-6, it's pretty much over. Were you in the locker room, was there any sense that this is absolute must-win game, or is it just the same mentality as any other week?
I would say not a single individual that I heard would said anything about, oh, the season is over, this, that, and the third. And like myself, I consider myself an internal optimist, so it's like I'm always like – we got a shot to do whatever we want. And I know the type of guys that we have in the locker room. So it's more so about going out and doing that, not talking about it, but actually doing it. And I think each and every guy was on the same page the way we prepared over the couple days during the bye week. And then this week, man, it's like new energy. And like, I feel like the team got a fresh start and we're just going out to show who we are. But it just started this week. We're 1-0 this week. And then, hey, we got to get to 2-0 this week because it's a short week and it's on to Miami.
Two straight games that are really impressive by the defense. Obviously, you know, Zach Orr and the staff kind of took its lumps early, but do you feel like there has been an evolution between the players, the coaches, and just kind of finding common ground and learning what each person does best in certain spots?
Yeah, I think that's always crucial, finding out what each and every guy do when there's live bullets flying out on the field, when it's actually for real, as opposed to when you're practicing and things like that. So it's just always about like revamping, improving, and putting each and every guy in the best situation to succeed. And I got a tremendous amount of respect for the whole entire defensive staff who know what each and every guy does best and putting them in the best place. So that's what it's all about. But I feel like we're just getting started on who we are, and we know who we are, but just more so for the outside. And we just got to continue that week in and week out, and it's just the start, and now we're on our way. So that's what it's all about.
All right, thanks, Rob.